God is good. He's good all the time. I thank God for all that He is, all that He's doing. I promise you, I'm not worried about any smack talk. I'm not even aware of any, but look here, I'm a big girl. I've got a very thick skin. It doesn't concern me a bit. God is so good. I believe that God wants to speak to you this morning, and I just am going to pray. God, I thank You, Lord, for every single person, God, that's under the sound of my voice. God, right now I just release the Holy Spirit, God, in every heart, God, in every family. Lord, I thank You, God, that for the ones that came in here, God, and they're discouraged. God, I thank You, Lord, that You are the every bit of hope that they need. God, every infirmity, Lord, I thank You, it's healed in this place right now in Jesus' name. God, I thank You, Lord, I bind up the spirit of addiction in this town, God. I bind it up and I tell it to go right back to hell where it came from, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, I thank You, Lord, that You're drawing, God, to this place. Lord, I thank You, God, right now, Lord, that for the release, God, of the Holy Spirit, God, that it can only come from You, God, and it begins to draw every person, God, that's supposed to be a part of this church. I thank You that You're drawing them in. And Lord, every single one of them, God, that they're out, God, and they are already apart. Lord, I thank You, God, for stirring their heart. God, I thank You for not letting them grow cold in You. And God, I thank You, Lord, that You're bringing them back, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to minister this morning on a very important topic. It's an age-old thing, and I'm gonna preach about it because, hey, age-old problems, there's some things that will always be an issue from now until from the beginning of town to now and all throughout forever. There's some things that are just issues. One of the issues is, you know, the Word of God says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. See, sometimes people feel like, well, this happened because I wasn't good enough. I didn't try hard enough. I wasn't enough. I didn't do this right. You know what? Sometimes it's really just a matter if there is a lack of knowledge in an area of your life that you haven't tapped into yet. See, a lot of times we like to overthink things and blame it on something else. Man, a lot of people give the devil so much credit, Michelle. They say, oh, I stubbed my toe. That was the devil's fault. Nope. Let me tell you, you got clumsy, and you didn't pick your stuff up, and you stubbed your toe. Now quit giving the devil all the glory for all the things that bad happened to you in your life. Because the devil is getting way too much credit for things he didn't even do. And then on the other hand, when something good happens in our life, a lot of people say, oh, that happened because I did all these things that I was supposed to do. You know what? Quit it. Give God the glory that's due to Him. Amen. Now, I want to talk about knowledge today. I want to talk about being at the right place at the right time, because that's what God has for His children. Amen. To get you in the right place at the right time. Why? So you can have divine happenings. Divine happenings, divine appointments. You hear about that in this church. You hear, yeah, God will put you at the right place at the right time. You know what? A lot of times we miss it. We miss that. Why am I preaching about this? In the 90 percentile range, Melissa, about 90, 95% of things that I minister about, it's because it's the overflow of what happened in my life that particular week. Now, this week, I found myself at the wrong place, at the wrong time, and unlike most people, I am not afraid to tell it because I know that God called me to preach about things out of my own life. For one, everybody would get offended if I preach about it about their life, but I don't care to preach it about my life because if it will help you, then I'm all about that. See, I don't care to look dumb or stupid or however, if it'll help people, Heather, I will share it out of my own life because you know what? It really doesn't matter how I look. At the end of the day, it's what God says. It's what God says. And what He says is going to go. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 8. We're going to look at verse 7 and 8. And it says here, even the stork in the sky knows her appointed seasons, and the dove, the swift, and the thrush observe the time of their migration. See, a lot of us, I preached last Sunday morning about how it was your season. It's your season. Why are we talking about not being offended last Sunday? Because, hey, this is the season to get that right, because the devil would hold you up on an offense for years and years and years, and then you keep getting the blessing to not get to you directly as how it should be. Why? Because, see, God doesn't want his children all offended and upset all the time. That's what we preached about last Sunday. That message is on our website. It's also on our app, parishchristiancenter.org. Little free commercial. I'll never forget, I had a video made of Jeremy and I's wedding, and that was almost 12 years ago. And on the video, they said, "Brother Sam, do you want to say something to the married couple?" Look here. He did about five commercials on my wedding video. And that just, it makes me laugh every time I watch it. Man, he got his business on there. He got a couple other people's businesses. It just made me laugh. But anyhow, it says, "But my people do not know the requirements of the Lord." There we go. A lot of people, they get in a rough time because, see, they don't know what God says about that rough time. A lot of people, when you wake up in the morning, you don't know where God told you to go, so you miss it. A lot of people, you need a breakthrough. And God's saying, you know, if I could just get them over here, they'd have that breakthrough. But we miss it. Today I'm gonna teach you how to miss it less. How to miss it less. Now notice I said I missed it just this past week. And I'm not afraid to tell you about that. Amen. Let's go to Psalms chapter 32. Verses 8 through 9. And I want to bring out some points about learning how to hear God's voice and being in the right place at the right time. Because when you can get that to a T, Sister Sharon, you're going to have some divine happenings. Divine happenings. Divine appointments. In Psalms 32, verse 8 through 9, and it says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go." Let me tell you something. Society as a whole, here's what happens. We think, well, where is God? He hasn't said nothing about this. I'm going to help him out. And we do something. And not that it's a terrible something. You know, you can do a nice deed for somebody, and if God didn't tell you to do it, it might go south for you. Now, that may sound terrible. I did that this week, and it didn't go good. Okay? So, it says he's going to instruct us. You know what you need to do? You need to wait for the instruction. You say, well, man, I'm on a time limit here. Well, let me tell you something. All of your time is in the hands of God. Amen. All of your comings and all of your goings are in his hand. Look here, if you haven't gotten instruction about that thing, about that situation, about that topic, you best not do anything. Because whatever you do, it's going to cause you problems down the road. It's going to cause you problems. This week I was sitting in my house, and I was about to minister at another church, and somebody said, "I need you to do blah, 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 blah." Well, Brother Alvy, I knew God wanted me to stay in my house and get the word, the right word, to preach to God's children over at the Catholic Church. Yes, for all of you that's wondering, I reined myself in a little bit at the Catholic Church. Believe it or not, I do have a filter.
I know when I got to rein it in sometimes. Anyhow, and this person just kept going on and on and on. Let me tell you something. Some situations in your life, they're going to go on and on and on. Every time you turn around, there they are. Something just, ugh. You just get so sick of it. Every time you turn this way, there it is again. You're going to turn that way. There it is again. And we get frustrated. We get frustrated, and we get to the point where we're saying, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to handle this. And when we do that, we normally screw it up. We normally mess it up. Well, I got sick of this. And I just said, okay, I'm going to come. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to, come on. I got to be at this place at a certain time. I'm going to get it. You be ready, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Michelle, God didn't tell me to go doing that. Okay. Was I doing a good deed? Yes. Was that what God had? No. See, so I'm driving and I'm thinking I'm good. I'm doing a good deed, Timmy. Here I am driving. And all of a sudden, I just start being convicted in my heart. And I thought, this is weird. I've never had this happen where I'm doing something that's nice for somebody and I'm convicted. Misty, I was driving down the road and the Holy Spirit said, Kelly, this is how the devil kills my kids. This is how the devil gets in and steals my ministers right up out of this world. They get in the wrong place at the wrong time, and here the devil orchestrates all this mess. Look here. Let me tell you something. You need to ask God. God put me in the right place today. God put me in the right time for today. Because let me tell you something. When you can walk in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, when you can go where He tells you to go, when you can have the guts enough to say, no, I'm not going to do that. That's not what God's called me to do today, you're going to walk in power that you haven't walked in before, because look here, everybody's saying yes. That's what's wrong with everybody today, is everybody's saying yes. They're saying yes to things that they don't want to do. Why? Because they just want to make everybody happy. Let me tell you something. People's got to make a stand for the gospel. They got to get in and say, you know what? It don't matter what this is. You know what? God ain't called me to do that. And then the Holy Spirit just came in. I thought, oh, God, I'm sorry.
Thank you, God.
Please forgive me. And I was starting to drive. And I said, God, if you'll get me out of this, I will never do this again. Look here. Some of them things that we wrapped up in, they're going to make you miserable. They're going to make you pay. They're going to make you pay more than you wanted to pay. They're going to make you stay in some situations longer than you wanted to stay. They're going to make you go further than you wanted to go. You may be thinking, I'm just giving somebody a ride. I'm just doing this. Look here, you better ask God, did He tell you to do it? Because let me tell you something. The devil, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. It's the little things that we let creep up into our life. They're going to take your joy. They'll take all your happiness out of your day. They'll take all your peace out of your day. Look here. Be led by God. Be led by God. See, there's a time for everything. There's a time for everything. People start thinking, well, God always likes when I'm nice. God always likes this. You know what? What God is God is wanting to bring people in this church to a higher level of who He is. Am I saying don't do good deeds? Nope, not saying that at all. I'm telling you to be led by God. Why? Because there's a better probability of you being in the right place at the right time. Amen? And it says here, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go, and I will counsel you and watch over you. I'm going to counsel you, and I'm going to watch over you. If you'll stay in my time, if you'll stay in my time, if you'll let me lead your footsteps, I'm going to counsel you, and I'm going to watch over you. See, there's a higher level of living than just by your five senses. You ever had a bad feeling? You thought, I don't need to go there today. And then you realize, that's why I didn't need to go there. People were shot up in the Walmart parking lot. Sally Sue was down there, and she was going crazy today. No, I ain't never going to tell y'all who Sally Sue is. But see, divine happenings. God's got divine things for his children. They're in his time. They're in his time. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1. And it says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. There is a time for everything, and there's a season for every activity. Every activity. Look here. Some people, they want to be married. Look here. Here's what I would say to that person. There is a time and a season for everything. Well, he ain't come here yet. What's the problem, Lord? Look here, baby girl. Don't go get him. I can tell you that. That don't work. Don't go get him. You're going to get the wrong dud. Look here. We've been getting in that bottle. We've been picking up the same type of worms. Look here. Throw that thing out. Kick it to the curb. Say, God, I'm just going to wait. God, I know that you got a time and a season for everything. Some people want a new job. They're sick of this. Sick of things. Irritated. Look here. There's a time and a season for every single thing. Every single thing. Some people, they got marriage problems. Let me tell you something. God knows the moment that thing's turning around. You need to hold on. You need to hold on. People's discouraged about their children. Let me tell you something. God's got that. God's got it. God's saying, I want you to go where I tell you to go. I want you to be who I tell you to be. Go to the places I tell you to go and stay away from the ones I told you not to. Why? Because he wants to counsel you and he wants to watch over you. You get over there, you're going to get yourself in a bind, to say the least. So there is a time and a season for everything and in every activity under heaven. Let's go to verse 9. We're going to read verses 9 through 14. What does the worker gain from his toil? I have seen the burden that God has laid on men. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Look here. People are discouraged because things don't look good sometimes. You know what? You can take what they look like and you can shove that out the door because nothing's what it looks like. Nothing. He's made everything beautiful in its time. In its time. God ever been late for anybody up in here? No. Did you think he might have been late until he showed up? Yep. Sometimes I'm like, well, God, we're getting to the very last hour of this thing. You better show up or I'm going to have to show out. Lord, look here. God's never late. He knows what he's doing. Do you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're doing? Let me tell you something. I had myself, trying to be politically correct, up in the car, driving. I start driving. I'm thinking life is good. God goes, what are you doing? Well, I'm going to go do this little nice deed and get this over with so I can do what you told me to do. Kelly, you just stepped out of my will for your life today. Now what happens if the devil just orchestrates something right here in your path? What's going to happen? I begin to think about that. See? Everything that God has called you to do is of the utmost importance. Whether it's staying in your house, meditating on his word, whether it's going out to Walmart and getting that toilet paper on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. See, God knows who to make you run into. God knows who to not let you run up into. Because, see, he knows all about time. I've had somebody I've wanted to make some things right with. I ain't run into them yet. Why? Because it ain't time. there's probably something still stuck up in me that ain't right. I'm gonna show out. Now look, this is real preaching. Apply it to your life. That's what you do with real preaching. You apply it. I'm not up here giving you roses and telling you go out and do everything that your harebrained idea tells you to do. I'm telling you to meditate on that, because see, there's some things up in there the devil wants to get a hold of. We out doing some things we think is just perfectly fine, and when we look at it, God's going, no, I didn't tell you to do that. So, Pastor Kelly, are you telling me that everything, God can tell you everything for your life? Yes, he can. Yes, he can. He can tell you everything about your life. He can connect the dots for you better than you can even begin to connect the dots for yourself. And it says he has made everything beautiful in its time, and he has also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Many times, Misty, people are destroyed. Their lives are taken from them. They leave up out of this world before it's their time. Why? Because, see, people can't even begin to fathom that there's a God that wants to order every step. What does the Bible say? It says, every step of the righteous man is ordered by God. See, who are we to sit here and misstep when God says, no, here is the way of walking. And it says, you know what? You're going to hear a voice behind you in the desert, and it's going to say, go this way, and you're going to go that way. Look here, we have deserts in our lives. Sometimes, you know, we don't know which way to go, but we have a Holy Spirit that is constantly interceding for us and telling every angel, hey, you go protect them today. You go protect them today. They may have gotten out of the will of God, but I want you to protect them. Man, God knows we're weak. He knows. I'm sitting here telling Lord, Lord, I'm beginning to understand why this is not your will. I'm getting a glimpse. God, forgive me. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a nugget. Everybody like chicken nuggets? I do. God's nuggets are even better. I'm going to tell you something. Each and every single one of you, you're absolutely precious. God loves you so much that if you could see how many times that he preserved your life and didn't let the devil take you out, you'd love him so much, because you'd understand every thought that he had towards you was good. The devil likes to get people in the wrong place at the wrong time to steal from them, to kill from them. Does the devil have to kill you to kill you? No. Anybody ever wish he's dead? Okay. There's my point. He gets you out of walking God's steps, and he gets you, and then he's going to destroy some things in your life. Y'all's too good for that. You're too good to not get alone with God and say, God, tell me how today is supposed to go, God, and help me to walk in it. Help me to walk in it. I saw Keisha later that day, and I was extremely troubled. Because you know what? When I tick God off, or when I hurt God, and when I realize I didn't do the right thing when it concerns the Lord, it really tears me up. Because I really love God. I want to be in his will. I really want to do what he tells me to do. And that day, I specifically knew I messed up. I got in the car and Keisha was telling me all her problems. And I started crying. I said, Keisha, I'm having a bad day. No, we're going to talk about my problems, Keisha. Believe it or not, pastor's got problems. I said, I want you to lay your hands on me and begin to pray. She looked at me like, are you serious? She put her hands on my shoulder, and let me tell you something. Just the peace of God began to come up in that car. Why? Now, she wasn't the one. Let me tell you. You gotta know what God's calling you to do, because the devil sure knows what he wants to do to you. He wants to get you off in left field. I know that. I've been engaged multiple times. Thanks, Mom. Why did the devil do that? Well, number one, I wasn't very smart. Number two, you got to stop looking at everything and everybody like that's your answer. Look here, when it's your answer, God will tell you. He'll instruct you. He'll give you some instructions. You don't have instructions yet? You don't do nothing. It's really that simple. We get in a hurry and we get antsy. If you don't have instructions, then you don't have marching orders. You just be still. Just be still. What's that going to do? It's going to help you. It's going to help you to not get up in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's probably going to save your life. It's probably going to keep you away from people and keep you in front of people at the same time. Look here, God knows exactly who he places in your foothold every day. He knows not who not to let you see. Now, we're talking about something that we think is simple, but it's really not. Because you ever, somebody, you're just having a peaceful day and you get a call or you get this, and all of a sudden, your day is all booked up with things you didn't want to do. Raise your hand if that's happened to you. Isn't that aggravating? You ever thought, I'm going to sit and I'm going to do this and rest and watch this show and just have a good day? And you answer the phone. And then now, you just kiss that good day goodbye. Somebody done tacked a lot of stuff on your day. Let me tell you something. God just wants you to be led by every single thing that you do. I was on the phone with a lady that I admire very much this past week, and she said, Kelly, my prayer for you is that in all these good deeds that you do and all these good things that you do for your community, that they're all ordered by God. Any of them that's not, don't do them, Kelly. Why? Because, see, God has divine happenings. If we step out and we go over here, you may miss something that God had for you right over here. Don't step out. Stay there. Why am I keep saying stay there? Because most people have a problem staying put till God tells them the next thing to do. And I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and to do good while they live. To be happy and to do good. I think if you asked everybody, hey, do you just want to be happy in your life? They would say, yeah. I just want to have happiness and I just want to be happy. This is how you're going to do it. You're going to hear God like never before. You're going to begin to listen to his voice. When you're not hearing it, look here. Many people, they're like, well, I didn't listen to God because I couldn't hear him. We're going to get there. And it says that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all of his toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything that God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing can be taken from it. God does it so that men will revere him. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3. See, just like we changed the time this morning, early this morning, you know what God's saying? People need to stay on my time frame. People need to stay in my time zone. Some of us, we've been doing good for a long time. Well, the devil loves to get people that's been doing good for a long time. Why? Because he's going to try to undo everything they done got success over. See? He is the God of our successes. He is the God of the victory. He ain't done giving you success, and he ain't done giving you victory. And the devil ain't done trying to get us to go and do things that we ain't supposed to go and do. You ever just think, man, I'm just exhausted. I hate that feeling of exhaustion. Because I know I'm about to be a grouch. A lot of times, when I look back in the day, I think, God, why am I so tired? Well, you just got to pick out everything in that day that you didn't have to do, that God didn't tell you you had to do. I remember about 7 or 8 months ago, I was outside of my house, and I like to have my meltdowns where Jared don't see them because he doesn't need any more reason to think I'm crazy. I decided to just step out. I was in my pajamas, and it was late at night, which makes me look crazier. And I just got out there, and I was crying. If I'm mad, I'll cry. If I'm happy, I'll cry. If I'm sad, I'll cry. And if I'm just, I don't know, I'm going to cry about it. I'm a crier. I just was sitting there, pacing back and forth on my little patio. And I said, God, you're going to have to tell me what's up. You told me something, and if I'll just stick with what he said, Brother Mike, I'm going to be good. He said, Kelly, don't over-minister. I said, God, I have no idea what you're talking about. Only minister when I tell you to minister. You can feel every single moment doing good things for me. But they need to be the things that I tell you to do. See, pastors, we have something in us that you can't take out of us. And sometimes we have these gray shaded areas where we even get confused. Because when God puts that calling on you, Andy, we just constantly pour ourselves out. And that's not a bad thing. But let me tell you something. If there ain't nothing pouring into us, there won't be nothing pouring into you. And therefore, I got to only pour out to who God says. Why? So I don't come up empty. So I don't come up in the middle of something I don't want to be up in. So I don't get out of the line and the will of God and I make mistakes. See, that's how mistakes happen. You start doing things in your own time. You make mistakes that you can't undo. In Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and I will tell you great and mighty things that you don't yet know. See, this is people's season in here to have a breakthrough and to get in that breakthrough of some things that you've waited for a long time. The devil ain't happy about that. Devil don't like that. You know what you got to tell the devil? Devil, I'm not going to step out of the timing of God. I'm not going to step out of the will of God. I'm not doing that. This breakthrough is happening. This thing is happening. God, I thank you for it. God, I'm yours. God, help me. God, lead every step that I take. Somebody kept saying, Pastor Kelly, will you come and anoint my house for the 37,000th time? Carol, I've been there 5 times this week. I said, you know, I've got one better for that for you. Here's what the Lord showed me to do with you. I bought them their own anointing oil. Why? Because, see, you got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. See, this person knows better what's going on with their household than I do. And I've prayed over it many times. Would I pray for it again? Yes, only if God told me to. See, even pastors have to know what's up. Brittany, I can't be go gallivanting around, stepping out of what God has for me to do in a day. Why? Because, see, there's souls hanging in the balance. If I go to one over here and it wasn't the right thing, I may miss one over here, the divine opportunity for somebody to meet the Lord, maybe for somebody to get healed, maybe for somebody to get delivered. See, God has some divine happenings for people. God wants to put you at the right place at the right time to bless you. Amen. And the devil's just like, how can we get him off track? Let's get him to going over here. Let's get this over here. Look here. You just be content with staying still till God tells you to move. Till God tells you what to do. A lot of this stuff happens because we're not content. We want to constantly feel like we got to do something. People like to have things to do. I don't like to be bored. I'll make something up to do. Even if it ain't good. Thank you, Brother Tommy. See, God wants to tell you some things that are awesome that you don't even know about. How's he going to get that to happen? You're going to slow down and you're going to only do the things that he's going to tell you to do. How are you going to hear him? Because you're going to slow down. And you're going to begin to realize that every single step that you take, every breath that you make, it's ordered by God. And you just begin to say, God, this is your day. I'm going to let you have your way. What do you want to do today, God? What do you want to do with me? What do you want me to say? How do you want me to be? Where do you want me to go? See, God has these answers for you. And right up in the middle of you doing the thing that God's telling you to do, or you know what? Right in the middle of you being a good little Johnny and not doing something that he told you not to do, he's going to show you something that was like a missing puzzle piece. And you're going to be like, God? Wow. You showed me that. That's the answer to all these issues I've been having. You know? See? God wants to bless people. A lot of people think, I hear a lot of ladies at the jail, and it breaks my heart every time I hear it. They say, Pastor Kelly, God is so mad at me. God is so mad at me, and he's so disappointed. You know what? I just bust up in there, and I say, God loves you. That feeling that you're feeling is not of God, because see here, God is not mad at you. God loves you. You are mad at you. You just need to get over it. You need to get over it. Look here. God absolutely adores you. Your life isn't over and your life isn't on hold just because you have an issue right here, right now. No, you live your best life right up here in this moment. Why? Because see, he's constantly bringing you out of those bad moments. He's pulling you out. He's pulling you out. We got to learn how to slow down so we can hear his voice. Because, Keisha, when we begin to hear his voice, he's going to tell us things. What does it say? I'm going to tell you some awesome things you don't even know. He wants to direct people's steps to destiny. He wants to direct people's steps to breakthrough, to healing, to prosperity. See, and the devil wants you to get off on an off day when you're just feeling in a hurry, and he wants to get off there and kill you. Take your finances. Wreck your car. See? Let's go to John chapter 10, verses 27 through 28. This is in the King James Version. Thank you, guys. And it says, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. See, you got to decide, are you a sheep? Monday morning when you wake up, you need to say, now look here, are you a sheep today? Are you a sheep today? If you're a sheep, you're going to hear his voice. You're going to know who he is. What is he going to do? He's going to know you inside and out. Inside and out. And it says, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Snatch them out of my hand. Look here. You don't think that people are plucked out of God's hand? Let me tell you something. You ever met somebody that you felt like they just died? The devil took them out of this life way before their time? Yeah. You be in the right place at the right time because, look here, you're precious to God. When you're precious to God, the devil don't like you. He's going to get in there and he's going to try to take from you every which way that he can. Hear him. Know where he's telling you to go. Know where he's telling you not to go. Slow down. Don't keep yourself so busy you can't even concentrate. You ever realize when you open that Bible and you start thinking about everything but the Bible? You get up in church service and let me tell you something. Sometimes I can see people and if you can... you can think about anything else while I'm preaching, you're talented. Some people be like, what are we going to have for supper? What are we going to have for lunch? What are we going to watch on Netflix? Oh my God, there's only 3 more episodes of that. What are we going to do now? Look here, I wouldn't preach about it if I didn't do that same thing. I probably do it worse. That's how I can be so honest about it. But see, God wants you to get some of these things right. Why? Because he's ready to bless you. It's your season. There's a time and there's a season for every single thing. And it's your time and it's your season. See, somebody told me a while back, they said, you're in your prime. That's why you're doing so good. I said, well, thank you for that compliment, but I'm just getting started. I'm just getting started. And I got to make darn sure I don't get off in left field chasing rabbits. Why? Because, see, there's a lot of rabbits. There's a lot of things we could get our time all consumed with, and then we miss it. See? People like me and Michelle, we like to stay busy, and we like to do everything and help everybody and do all this stuff. Look here. Look here. God's just saying, hey, just do what I tell you to do. Just do what I tell you to do. Why? Because in that, there's a world full of blessing you ain't even uncovered. We just got to be where he tells us to be. See, are you a fixer? Are you a this or that? And you think, oh, it won't happen if I don't do it. Look here. God will make it happen. God will make a way where there was absolutely no way possible. We just got to slow down and hear him say, hey, don't do that. Hey, be still. Be still. I'm going to work it out. Be still. Watch this. You think, ooh. Man, every time I see God do something, I think, that really very sobering, God. You see, I'd have never thought you'd have done it like that. But see, God, he knows exactly what he's doing. And we just got to trust that, you know what, he knows more than us. There's things he wants to tell us. We don't know him. We don't know him. He just wants us to be still. Be still and know that he's God. Be still and know that he's God. Be still and wait for his voice. Look here. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. See, they're not going to follow some stranger because, see, they're my sheep, and they hear my voice, and they're going to go where I tell them to go, because in that land where I'm telling them to go, there's all sorts of blessing, favor, provision. Last place for me, Romans chapter 8. I probably get this question on a weekly basis. People say, Pastor Kelly, this all sounds real great, but I there's something wrong, and I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I can't hear his voice. I don't know what he's telling me to do. See, there's people like that, and it makes them feel bad because, see, they don't know what to do. And it makes them feel like, well, maybe you ain't saved because you can't hear God's voice. You don't know what he's telling you to do. Look here. Don't overthink that. Don't overthink it. Romans chapter 8, verse 12, and it says, therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Now, I didn't just say all the pretty intelligent folks that's never done nothing wrong. No. It said, those who are led by God are the sons of God. Who are they led by? By the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will literally lead you to your next step. It will lead you to your next step. If it ain't leading you nowhere at the moment, look here. You don't make those big decisions. You don't make those big decisions. What do? We wait. We get comfortable waiting on God. Why? Because we know if we don't, we're going to be miserable. You ever got up in something where you didn't wait and you was miserable? Well, amen. Amen. See, the Spirit of God is going to lead you to it. Slow down.
And you got to realize that God is going to instruct you. You got to realize that you have to call on God. It said, call on me and I will show you great and mighty things. Look, a lot of people, they just think, well, God knows everything. I don't got to call on him and tell him nothing. Look here. Communication. Communication. Call unto me. You know how many times it says call unto me? So many times. Call unto me. Tell me. Talk to me. Does God already know it? Yeah. Look here, that don't mean you got to not... Does your kids know they ain't supposed to hang from the ceiling fan? They know it. They still doing it because you got to tell them. We got to tell God. God, you just tell me where to go. God, here I am today. See, it's an everyday thing. Every day. Why? Because, see, the devil is out every day. And so is the Lord. And then we have to realize that we're his sheep and that if we'll slow down, if we'll make time for him, if we'll be patient, we're going to hear his voice. We're not going to follow anything other than his voice. And we got to know that the Spirit of God is leading us. Don't overthink this. I'm going to close with this little story. Many, many, many moons ago, Evan was about 2. And we decided it was time for him to not sleep with Papa no more. So now looking back after I have had children, I realize this is a terrible idea. But at the time, it seemed logical. We just put that baby clear over on the other side of the house. Well, let me tell you something. He slept for a little bit. And then we all woke up to the most blood-curdling, screeching, screaming ever. Where you wake up and you think something's happened to somebody terrible. And all you can hear is that baby muffling around in that house, bumping into everything, looking for Pawpaw. Look here. Here we are in our life, and we're having an issue, and we're trying to find God. Look here. Listen. Listen for his voice. Listen for his voice because he's calling to us. You got to listen. And all I could hear was Dad clear across the house. Come here, baby. Come here. And here's Evan. You can hear him stop. Stop bumping into things, and he's hearing them better. Every little bit, he got a little closer, get a little closer, and you could hear the moment, Brittany, that Dad got a hold of that baby. Look here. Listen for his voice. Listen for his voice, and keep going closer to him. Because let me tell you something. Michelle, he's right there. He said, now, come on. You having a problem in your life? Come here, baby. Here's what you need to do. You go here today. You get them people out of your life. You keep them people in your life. See, God wants to direct all these decisions. He wants to direct them. Why? Because he knows exactly what he wants to do with you. He knows exactly what he wants to do with you. And he wants you to be in the right place at the right time because he's wanting to bless you. He's wanting to help you. The places in your life where you've struggled so long, he's wanting to make them right. See, and the devil wants to keep you all tore up all the time. Devil don't got that for you. Hear his voice. Hear his voice. Because, see, he's talking to people and they can't hear him. And you're saying, something's wrong with me because I can't hear God. Let me tell you something. You're his sheep and you can hear him. Yes. Calm some things down in your life. Begin to listen because he's calling you and he's trying to tell you. Listen. Pray over yourself. God, I thank you because I'm your sheep and I'm hearing your voice. God, what do you want to say? And you just quiet your spirit. Now, that is what God had me to preach to you this morning. I just want to pray a blessing over you. If y'all will all stand. Lord God, in Jesus' name, God, you know every heart, God, that this message penetrated. And God, right now, I ask, God, that you would that you would allow them, God, open up their ears, God, open up their understanding, God, open up their hearts, Lord, and help them to receive who you are. God, everything that you are, God, everything that you have for them. Lord, I thank you that your children, they hear your voice. God, they do not follow the voice of the enemy, which means them harm, but God, they're hearing your voice, God, and they're following your voice, and God, they hear it better every day. Lord, I speak to everything that would try to be a hindrance to your children, God, and I tell it to go right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you, God, that you've placed us in the right place at the right time, God, and we just thank you for it, God, and we magnify you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.